Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Here at Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone, we are joined by our resident Inspector Gadget for our first look at all kinds of gadgets for 2022. And what an exciting first look it is. The shiniest, the biggest and newest gadgets out of the CES 2022. Christopher, what has caught your eye?
Well, plenty of things. But again, for our listeners who may not be familiar, CES, or the Consumer Electronics Show, is an annual affair that sort of kicks off a lot of new gadgets for the year. We're living COVID times, so I mean, it's more of a hybrid, mostly remote affair, but a lot of stuff was showed off, and I picked five rather interesting ones that sort of fit in our whole work from home, back to the office, and mobile work life, or way of working sort of theme we've been covering over the past few months last year. And first off, we have Razer's Project Sophia gaming desk, as well as their new NP Pro HyperSense gaming chair. So Razer, of course, it's a gaming company, makes keyboards, mice, as well as computers, and they have this gaming desk concept. There's a concept. But basically, it's a desk that's a computer. The desk itself is a computer. It's kind of cool. And you can customize it. It's modular.
But you're telling me this that you got excited about a desk.
You know, no, this is why I say, like, working from home, you've got to have, or even a hybrid arrangement, you've got to have a really, really good desk, right? And not just a good desk, but a desk that's a computer itself. Your computer is built into the desk. That's in the surface of the desk, you know, is like controllers and all that.
Okay.
Can you not see how cool that is?
Only if it has an equally cool chair.
Okay, all right. So the NP Pro HyperSense, check this out. We've talked about comfortable chairs, right, for working from home to protect your back. This, right, however, is something new. It's a haptic gaming chair. Haptic, meaning it'll vibrate. So if you're playing a game, right, you get shot or if there's an explosion, your whole chair will vibrate. Your whole chair will vibrate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, Christopher. The geek in you got excited by that.
Yes, absolutely.
I can just imagine. How do I convince the wife that I really need one of these to go to work with?
The whole chair will shake, okay? It gives a whole new meaning to, you know, an earth-shaking, chair-shaking experience.
The chair will shake, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you know, my sons are gamers, so I can understand why this would be exciting. I can also, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, I can also see how this chair could get you into trouble. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You are in this chair, you are in a Zoom meeting, but you're actually playing a game. And then you start vibrating or, you know, whatever, and you react to that. Your Zoom meeting mates are going to know you're not actually paying attention to the meeting.
Unless they're very on the ball, you can tell them you have a massage chair, which also exists. You know, we've spoken about the, gaming chairs, you know, or work-from-home chairs with massage engines built in.
Yeah. I don't know how silly you think your colleagues are, but I think my colleagues are a little bit smarter than that. But carry on.
Okay, we're excited. So we talked about it. It's exciting. It's only a project. So modular gaming desk, right, which is desk as a computer, still a project at the moment. But I think it's worth getting excited about because Razer has a good track record of turning their concepts into actual products. And then the NP Pro HyperSense, there's a chance of it, you know, becoming reality because Razer already has gaming chairs. So I don't know how much they cost. They're still concepts now, but they might come about.
Arms,
now,
legs, and digits. That's what they will cost.
Well, we'll see, okay. Okay, number two on our list.
Right.
Samsung, who showed off a lot of things at CES, but one thing that caught my eye was what they call the Freestyle. And it's this portable projector, come smart speaker, come mood lighting device that you can carry around with you to sort of transform where you are. So it's a projector, and portable projectors are not new. They are portable projectors. Right. But this one is also a smart speaker. It also does mood lighting. So basically, in a world where...
How
you
big?
It's about the size of 3 cans of Coke.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah. So, and get this. Yes, you can plug it into mains power, but it can also be battery powered. And this is rather innovative. It can even be plugged into a light bulb socket, an E26 size light bulb socket. You can power it with that. And basically, wherever you go, it transforms where you are. If you find a room, you set it up, you have a projector with a smart speaker, all that in one device.
Okay, okay. This kind of sounds like fun. It maybe not so much for me, but for someone like you or other people who would want to be able to have mood lighting and smart speakers and...
It's a projector. You need a screen.
And
you
know, a projector.
It's a portable workspace.
What I thought was kind of cool was it wasn't ruinously expensive.
Well, okay. So the pre-order price in America is $900, you know, $899.99, right? So about $900. There's no local pricing yet. But yeah, it's not ruinously expensive. It's not that cheap because it's a small gadget, but it does quite a few things. And I say, like I said earlier, really the lure of it for me is that it's a portable workspace. You know, wherever you go, as long as you can find a little corner, a little room, or better still, a room, you can transform it into a big screen because it's a projector. You have music playing, and you work with a smart speaker, and you even have mood lighting, and it can be battery powered.
I think that's
so
kind of
portable
cool.
Workspace.
I think it's kind of cool. I think that if you're doing like virtual presenting or conferences and stuff like that, that might be a very interesting addition to your presentation.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So it's quite versatile.
Something new,
I think.
All right. What else caught your eye, Mr. Gadget?
Okay, TV. They're always TVs at CS, and you know the latest technology. And it, to some extent, it's a numbers game in that, you know, they're bigger, there's bigger resolution. So I mean, from 4K now we're talking about 8K. But what caught my eye actually was LG's latest OLED TVs. I'm a fan of LG's OLED TVs in general because the contrast is great there. The TVs themselves are thin. The blacks are really, really black because of the OLED screen. But the key, is that the new LG OLED TVs will come with some built-in apps. And they actually, I don't know, they caught my eye because there is a 1 million home dance app. So it's a dance app. And this is big. You know, during COVID, people have used dance apps and dance programs to stay fit and as a game, you know. It's built into the TV. And there's LG's first fitness app that we built into these TVs as well. So fitness and dance built into LG's new OLED TV. That caught my eye. I thought that was cool. Beyond just the TV itself, the fact that actually useful services, interesting services, being built into them.
Don't you usually need a gaming platform of some sort to do the whole dance thing?
No, exactly. Usually you need some sort of console.
Right.
Exactly, which we talk about. Not that I'm averse to getting a console. Oh, no.
Especially when that concept chair becomes reality.
Yeah. But the point is, the good thing about the new OG OLED TVs is that you don't need a separate game console to do the whole dance game. And I'm glad to see that, smart TVs are not new. There are a lot of apps in all the big brands' TV platforms. But not all those apps are interesting. And I think, dance and fitness are actually more than just fluff. So those caught my eye.
I think that's a great start. Personally, for someone like me, I'm not going to buy the LG Fitness, the TV with the fitness app, because then I run out of excuses.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say it's because you already have several game consoles
at home. No, because then I'll run out of excuses to not be the couch potato that I have been.
Dear listeners, that's precisely the reason why you should buy it then. I think Clarissa just made the argument for me. Yes, that's why you need one.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with being a couch potato on the weekends. In fact, it is written in my marriage contract.
All right, if you say so. I'm just going to ignore you and move on.
Right, moving on.
Asus laptops. So, Asus makes great phones, great laptops, routers. But, the latest TUF laptop for 2022, TUF. I don't know if it's pronounced tough or not, but basically, I like the TUF line because of basically the proposition is affordable gaming laptop. Usually, those two things don't go together, right, Teresa? Affordable.
No. The minute the word gaming is attached to anything that is remotely computer, chair, table, whatever, it puts plus on the price tag.
Yes. So this line is really all about affordable gaming. And the 2022 laptops have had a design makeover. So they now have sort of like a robot You know, they call it mecha aesthetic. So it sort of look like, they look like a robot design or something that would look at home in a robot. And before you roll your eyes at me, it's nice that there is functional design at play here. So we talked about rugged laptops before, Clarissa, where you can drop them, you know, and bang them, the military spec, but they're usually not the most aesthetic pleasing, or rather, the designs don't take into account aesthetic needs.
Right.
But the TOF line is actually military spec, but the design is executed in this whole robot-inspired aesthetic. So it's functional design. I like that part.
So it's not a concept, it's actually a product line?
Yeah. And in fact, it was already launched in 2021, but for 2022, they've revamped all the specs and revamped the design too.
All right, okay. And when you say affordable gaming gadgets, how affordable do you think this range of laptops would be?
I don't know yet, but because pricing is not out yet. But I really think, we're talking about a few thousand here. So I would guess, you know, starting price should be the high south, maybe just below 2,000, and go up to the top of the line should be less than, I'm guessing here, less than 4,000 or so. So, I mean, within that range, which is not insane.
No, it's not insane. You're right. I mean, for gaming laptops, that's really not insane at all. You know, I'm not happy about the fact that I actually know that, but I say again, my sons are gamers.
Yeah, there you go. And that's the thing. If you're going to get a rugged laptop and you want this gaming, you want one that looks decent, and at the same time, something that where the price does is not stratospheric, but the sky isn't the limit. So I don't know, this is worth looking at. And there's five nice gamer-centric features, such as a MUX, a MUX switch that turns on the GPU, which is the graphics card, so that you maximize your gaming performance. And a few other tweaks there. So it's not like they cut corners on the gaming experience either.
Okay.
So worth looking at.
All right. So the last thing, I'm actually quite intrigued by this. The last thing that caught your eye from CES 2022 is for your kids.
Yeah. So it's a Jooki smart speaker, Jooki, streaming Wi-Fi speaker for kids. And at first I was wondering, what do you mean a streaming speaker? Because Bluetooth speakers are a dime a dozen. Google itself makes smart speakers. So why do I need something different?
Mm.
Well, this is different because it's actually figurine activated. So there is the main speaker, and then you give your kids figurines, like play toys, small toys, and each one will activate a particular kind of content on the smart speaker. So you can have stuff to play educational podcasts or lullabies that are activated when the kids bring a specific figurine close to the speaker or put on the speaker.
How many figurines do they get?
If I remember the base model, which is $112.99 US, I think it comes with two figurines. And then there's a more expensive bundle where you get up to five figurines, I think. And then you get to program. You get to program what turns on what. And of course, we all know, yes, there's no substitute for you reading to your kids, you spending time with the kids. But if they're going to have toys, there's no harm having some kid-friendly, child-safe, pre-programmed content that you control how it's set up and activated by figurines. I kind of like the concept.
It's kind of cute. I have to say, it is kind of cute. So the teddy bear for cutesy, wholesome bedtime stories, for example, and there will be no army, gunny-type thing figurines, I hope.
Yeah, and there's some safety, because it's not like, you know, the moment you bring this figurine here, all hell breaks loose, or you can ask you to tell you whatever, because I know from experience that, you know, none of the filters are foolproof. This is like preset playlists, preset podcasts, etc. So you have some control over what your child activates, and yet your child can take control over the discovery process because they are activating it. They're the one initiating the playback, but the content is stuff that you have chosen.
I like it. It's sneaky on the part of parents.
There you go. So you give the kids a measure of autonomy, but you retain some measure of control, which is important.
Yes. I like this. I actually, wow, Christopher, most of what you just outlined, I actually like. I am still laughing at the gaming chair you were talking about. But otherwise, some of it was pretty good stuff.
Well, I think that's a compliment. Very hard to get you to compliment.
Yeah. Don't get used to it. It won't happen next week. So this has been our first episode of Inspector Gadget, and it was a big bumper one because Christopher, our Lim digital editor from the Business Times, our resident Inspector Gadget, is very, very excited about all these new things coming out of CES 2022. I suspect we'll be talking about more gadgets as he sees more things that catches his eye. That is for future episodes of Inspector Gadget. Stay with Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.